Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
With growth in China seeming to slow, world oil prices are dropping. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. Crude oil traded in New York is down sharply right now, down more than 5%, $87.22 a barrel. This is a bet the world will use less fuel, with news today that factory and retail activity in China was falling off during midsummer. Today, China's central bank lowered interest rates there slightly as a stimulus. This was a surprise. With crude lower, this could mean U.S. gasoline prices might drift lower still. The average price is down again, $3.96 a gallon. Also, last week, a blip upward in consumer sentiment in the U.S. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index hit an all-time low in June as inflation soared. Then it ticked up 7% in early August.
It's blipped up a little, but sentiment is still in the basement.
Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union points out, while gas prices have fallen, prices for other necessities like food and rent are still rising. And while unemployment remains low, workers are getting more worried about losing their jobs, says Chris Jackson at polling firm Ipsos.
There's a lot of anxiety out there, right? Fears about the wider economy and inflation, and people talking about there being a recession potentially.
That anxiety is playing out among the Navy Federal Credit Union's members, says Robert Frick.
We have seen in our credit card data people spending more on staples, shying away from spending on leisure and entertainment.
He says higher income members are pulling back from big ticket purchases and shopping more at discount stores. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Is any of this enough to mean that interest rates won't have to jump as high in this country to fight inflation? We might get more insight into the answer to that later this week. Here's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
The Fed meets to set interest rates 8 times a year. 3 weeks after each meeting, it issues minutes, kind of a synopsis of what happened. We'll get minutes from the Fed's July meeting this Wednesday. Investors will be sifting through them, hoping for clues on what the Fed will do next. The Fed hiked interest rates by 0.75 percentage point at last month's meeting. At the time, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said its next move, as always, depends on the data. Markets have priced in a hike of at least 0.5 percentage point when the Fed meets next month. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
In early trading, the Dow is down 19 points. The S&P 500 is down 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite is down 9 points, not even 0.1%. British authorities have become the first to approve a new COVID booster that does well against original COVID and Omicron variants. It's not yet approved in the U.S. Moderna stock, the manufacturer, is up 3.5% now. A year after it seized power, the Taliban has declared today a national holiday in Afghanistan. White and black flags are up in the main square of the capital. Pickup trucks with armed men patrol streets. And there are reports the Taliban government has directed some stores to close to enforce the observance of the holiday. The anniversary comes amid a deepening economic and humanitarian crisis in which many men can't find work and women and girls are excluded from work and formal education. The BBC's Yogita Lumai reports now from Kabul.
The main spokesman for the Taliban government told the BBC that before they make a decision about opening secondary schools for girls, they need to look at the sensitivities of people living in rural areas of Afghanistan, not just the residents of cities like Kabul. Zabihullah Mujahid said religious leaders in some areas have strong reservations about the issue and that his government is trying to build a consensus. Many ultra-conservative clerics and their followers are part of the Taliban's support base, and the group fears losing its hold on power if it makes any move that goes against their beliefs. Girls in Afghanistan have already lost a year of secondary education. "The Taliban don't believe we're human," one 15-year-old girl told the BBC. She said her hopes for the future are dimming. She wants the international community to pressurize the Taliban into reopening schools.
Yogita Lumai is with our partners at the BBC.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The murder of George Floyd more than 2 years ago prompted colleges and universities to pledge that they would increase their contracting with businesses owned by people of color. With an update from Boston, here's GBH's Kirk Carapeza.
Terrell Calloway runs a graphics and printing firm in downtown Boston, a short distance from about a dozen colleges.
We print anything from business cards, flyers, banners, signs, anything print.
What's it like working with colleges around here?
Colleges have been pretty challenging in terms of getting to the suppliers.
Why?
I call it the good old boy system, so it's the easy way out.
Colleges have long professed diversity as a core value, and many of them have pledged to increase contracting with small black-owned companies like Callaway's. Supplier diversity, though, appears to still be more of an aspiration than a reality in higher education, a nationwide industry that spends more than $630 billion each year.
Most money is going to the big companies.
That's policy researcher Youngbok Ryu, who teaches at Northeastern University. His research team surveyed 300 small companies owned by people of color in college towns across the country, and a majority of them had 10 or fewer employees.
Most of them mentioned that there is a huge barrier to entry to higher education.
And specifically, a barrier to landing college contracts for services like construction, food service, and legal work. The National Association of College and University Business Officers says increasing diversity in contracting is a priority for its members, but adds that right now, few colleges are tracking the diversity of the companies they do business with. While colleges keep tinkering around the edges, Terrell Calloway says he's noticed a few more schools in Boston reaching out for his services.
Since Black Lives Matter, it has mattered, and who you give your business to and how you give your business does matter.
This spring, he landed a small contract with nearby Northeastern to print banners for Alumni Weekend, a classic example, he says, of how opportunity meets demand. In Boston, I'm Kirk Carapeza for Marketplace.
And Starbucks has asked the National Labor Relations Board to pause union elections, saying it has a report of allegedly some kind of improper conduct of NLRB officials working with the unionization drive in St. Louis. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.